Hey, how was work? Yeah, I guess I got tired of greeting you with, "Let me go, you're crazy." It felt kind of rude after a while. I mean, you're not gonna let me go, are you? Offer still stands. I promise I won't press charges. I won't even tell your parents. Yeah, I didn't think so. Taping the TV remote to my hand was a nice touch, by the way. I know everyone makes fun of daytime television, but to be honest, I'm starting to really like the soap operas you leave on. I think I've learned a bit of Spanish as well. Yeah, I checked. They're still not looking for me. Turns out when you say to everyone, "I'm moving to the big city and I'm never gonna see you again," you really can just disappear. Thanks for letting me call my mom last night. That was kind of you. Well, what I really mean is that must have taken a weird amount of trust. Well, yeah. I said I wouldn't give her a signal, and I didn't. You wouldn't have let me call her if I hadn't promised. You still think about fourth grade too? Yeah. I always think about it. Like, at this point, I feel like if I'm not honest with you, then I've got nothing. I wouldn't even be able to pretend I'm a good person if I lost that. Of course that hasn't changed. You're still you, I'm still me. You're my best friend. When you've got me shackled to the couch and we're playing video games, cracking jokes, it's just like old times. I know that might sound funny, but it's really not as bad as you might think. Do you remember when we used to play Wild West, and we would wrestle and I'd always end up hogtied, so you could put me on the pretend railroad track so the hero could come rescue me? I'm just saying. You always knew you'd play the outlaw, and I always knew I'd end up bound and gagged in the dirt. Before the game even started, we chose to play it anyway. And we loved that game. We played it over and over again. Yeah, we stopped playing after I peed my pants, but that's not really what happened. You know. I was tied up. You were on top of me. I got excited. No, I didn't lie. I said I had an accident, and that's perfectly true. You just made an assumption. Did you seriously never figure it out? I mean, we never talked about it. I just assumed. That's sick, isn't it? We're like siblings. I've known you since I was 3. There's pictures of us taking baths together. I guess it just felt really wrong. I didn't let my head go there. I was ashamed. And I didn't think about how you must have felt. I packed up without even asking you. And when you confessed, I told you it was too late. It was screwed up. I know. Hate you? Come on, I could never hate you. Like, I seriously don't understand how you could keep someone in your basement, but I get not wanting to say goodbye. I get that completely. Hey, could you itch my nose, actually? A little higher. Oh, that's the good stuff. That's real good. Do we have dinner plans? You don't have to keep making my favorites, you know. No, I appreciate it. Like, You've seriously dialed in on a few dishes in the past few weeks, but, you know, what about your favorites? I'm not picky. Plus, anything you make is sure to be amazing. You want to hear something really wacky? I feel like having me captive has screwed with your self-care. Like, you get home from work, and you spend the rest of your day doting over me, making sure I've gotten enough to eat, enough to keep my mind occupied, figuring out how to let me do some stretches and exercises without getting loose. That couldn't have been easy. Like, if a boyfriend or girlfriend was taking up this much of your time, I'd tell you to dump them. And that's not a lame attempt at getting you to free me. I just want you to know that not everything's about me. I know that now. If you'd let me, I could even do some chores around the house while you're away. Maybe make us dinner? I know you'd have to untie me, but I just want to help out a little, you know? You shouldn't have to be stressed because of me. Whenever you have a crappy day of work, for example, it makes me feel really guilty that I can't do more to make it better. It's gotten to the point now that even seeing you leave in the morning makes me a little anxious. I think about you a lot. Stockholm's a bitch, huh? I'm sorry. I know you want me to promise to stay. I know I'd be a lot easier to manage if you didn't have to keep me tied up every minute, but I won't promise not to try to escape. I need, like, a week's vacation to clear my head, and then I'd probably decide this is really super crazy and call the police on you. So, no promises. I'd rather stick to fuzzy handcuffs and nylon rope, to be honest. All this is a bit frightening for me, even though you haven't hurt me or anything. But you feel different. Like, sometimes when I catch you staring at me, there's this dark glint in your eyes. I can't tell what you're thinking, what you're planning to do with me. But there are other nights when you sneak in here and just hold me close. In those moments, with your arms wrapped around me, I'm not sure I want to leave. It's fine, really. Like I said, I don't mind. It can be kind of comforting, actually. I haven't been losing any sleep. You can tell. What? Oh, it's nothing. I don't need to go to the bathroom or anything. I was thinking about when we played Wild West, okay? God, could you undo my cuffs and just leave for a bit so I could take care of myself? Yeah, I'd probably try to escape afterwards. But you could be right outside. What's the worst I could do? You could tie one of my wrists to my forearm and another to my thigh. That'd be enough. It might actually help. Too dangerous, huh? Yeah, that makes sense. Why are you looking at me like that? Hey, I'm like really, really vulnerable over here. Jeez, I feel like there's a fox in the hen house. This is so weird. Just don't make this more weird somehow, please. I can't believe I'm saying this, but can you take care of my downstairs situation? Will you stop if I say stop? Okay, good. Yeah, I guess I didn't think you'd, need to sit on my lap, but that makes sense. Your hands. I missed you so much. I miss my best friend. How we could just lay on top of each other and watch TV and we didn't care. You got me pretty bad like this. Straddling me. Working your hands in my waistband. If you're teasing me, I swear. No, I know. I know you care about me. My jeans? I guess you can't pull them all the way down. That's fine. Just go easy on me, okay? And your pants. Are you sure that's going easy on me? No, dealer's choice. I want this. To feel you. To be used by you. You can touch it. Well, I don't know if I'm just really pent up, or if you're just super good at this. I wouldn't have thought. All those times we wrestled, we would have been so close. So close to this. I don't know how I'm supposed to do this without kissing you. Please. The way you're stroking me. Yes. It feels amazing. Feeling your bare thighs on mine. Oh God. The way you smell my hair. Even as you check my ropes. I can't help it. I'm just a rope bunny. And everything you do pushes my buttons. I can't help it. Oh no. Didn't know I wanted you to nibble on my ear. But fuck, that's good. Please keep going. Please make me come. I'm so close. I keep getting closer. Please. You said you'd take care of me forever. Please. Please. I need you. What? No. Please. Please. Please don't stop. Really have to say it? Fine. I'm your toy, miss. Yes, I'm sorry for being such a brat. I didn't mean it. I was just scared. We've been friends for so long. But after what happened, I couldn't even face you. I felt terrible. I thought it was best for me to simply leave. To let you move on. I'm sorry, miss. I never should have done that to you. Yes, I deserve to be your tied up little pet. Miss, I don't want to be the only one feeling good. Will you let me surface you with my mouth? Please? Only, you'll have to untie me first. I know, I know. I don't deserve that kind of trust yet, but... What? Really? Thank you, miss. I promise you I won't try to run away anymore. I'm yours, and you can do whatever you want with me. I understand that now. But, can we go to your room first? Somehow, it would feel kind of weird to do that here. Yeah? I'll just stay still while you untie my bonds then, miss. It's nice to be able to move around again. I mean, it was very kind of you to let me stretch every day, but it's even better not to be locked up in the basement, you know? Plus, I haven't been in your room in a while. Not since I told you I was leaving and ended up downstairs. Oh, it's nothing. I just... miss? Fuck. You're pinning me to the bed. I really wasn't gonna run away. No, I won't try to move. You don't have to be so rough. Oh god, do you... Do you want me to look away while you take your clothes off? I'm sorry, it's just... This is my first time seeing your body, and... I'm a bit nervous. You're so beautiful. Yes. Straddle my face with your perfect pussy. Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting me pleasure you, miss. Do you like it when I suck on your clit? Yeah? I'm glad. All I want is to make you happy, miss. To worship your gorgeous womanhood. I love it when you grind yourself into me. Are you getting close? Yes. Come for me, miss. Come all over my tongue. Fuck. You're shaking a bit. Do you need to lay down? Huh? Really? You do that? Well, I am still hard, but you shouldn't push yourself, miss. As long as you get to come, I'm happy. Oh, fuck. I can feel your hot breath on the tip of my cock. Your mouth is so warm. Yes, I'm yours, miss. I'm your good boy. I won't ever try to leave again. Holy shit. You're so good at this. The way you use your tongue and wrap your lips around the base of my shaft. You're taking me so deep. Getting close. I'm gonna come. Oh fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh my God, that was so brutal. What a mess. You're gonna have to hose me down again. Wow. But, not yet, if you don't mind. That was our first time, and, well, I need you to hold me a little. I have no idea where this puts us. It drove me crazy before that you really think this is all for the best. But right now, right this very second, it feels right. And I really do love you. I'm serious. I've always loved you. That's not afterglow brain either. It's just, right now, I have the courage to say it. And I'm sorry that I haven't always shown it. Are you sure? I mean, we've already passed the Rubicon and the kidnapping thing, but I get what you mean. One of these days, one way or another, I'll be out of these handcuffs for good, and we'll figure it out. And then, I'll show you how much you mean to me.